This is the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with head coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Lou Sobke of Brunswick, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Aaron Beck.
Welcome to Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with head coach David Shores on Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Aaron Beck. The Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, and Buy Low So Kia of Brunswick. And now joining us is the head coach of Brantley County Herons, David Shores. Coach, first of all, if you want to give a small introduction before the season.
Sure. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to the season. We're very excited about it. Coming off a relatively disappointing year, 2-8 last year, but we're looking to improve things. It's a day-to-day deal. It's a slow build around here. We're trying to build a culture and build a program, and I sort of compare it to gardening. We want to plant a seed and water it, nurture it, and watch it grow. But it takes time, and we're in the middle of that right now. I think our kids are extremely focused and preparing at a high level. So, hopefully we'll see the fruits of our labor, come Friday night.
I will say a little bit of fruits of labor already with the scrimmage that you guys had last Friday at Frederica Academy. Four turnovers on defense. How did you guys go about that?
Well, like I said, defense has really improved since spring. I was able to bring in Coach Bill Foreman from Camden, an old friend of mine. We worked together 4 years down there when I was defensive coordinator, and he's brought some new ideas that he's picked up since we've been gone, and it's really helped us out. Defense is flying around. We've simplified some things, and yet the kids have done really good in their pass drops and finding routes and getting underneath things. And, we hadn't had a four turnover game since I've been here. So that was really nice to see. We treat, a fall scrimmage like a fall scrimmage. It's a glorified practice. Mm-hmm. So we went out there trying to execute the things that we're trying to get better at, running the football and controlling the clock and playing good defense. There was no kicking game really live, so it was really more about just blocking and tackling, which is what we're trying to get better at right now early in the season. And then, as we go, we tweak things and add things and take things out. And that's just sort of the name of the game.
That's right. And according to one of the great coaches of Georgia, defense can win championships. So
yeah.
It was a good time to see the boys and the improvement. And looking at them go 7-0 against Frederica was big in the varsity quarters. So
yep.
If you can hold the opponent to zero and put seven up, you'll win every single game.
That's the way it works, man. You score one more point than they do and hold them out. And
that's right. That's right. So
we feel good about it.
And then this week, hopefully going into it, if you guys have any tweaks that you wanted to the offense to try and alleviate some of the pressure on the defense,
yeah.
Do you have any heads up or what we can expect?
I'm not giving out any secrets offensively, but
right.
We're a defensive loaded team this mm-hmm. year. We've got 8 seniors starting over there. We'll have a good bit of experience. Only have three and a half senior starters on offense. So, we're going to cater to their strength, and that's the defensive side of the ball. We want to be sound in the kicking game, and like I said, we want to be able to control the game by running the football and completing passes that we decide to throw. But that's just where we are. If we were a senior late in offense mm-hmm. and had a lot of skilled players out there, we might be doing some different things. But right now, we have to sort of adjust our game plans with the personnel we have, and that's what we've got.
I got you. We'll go ahead and take this moment to take a small little ad break. Just a heads up, this is the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with head coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I wanted to go ahead and get back a little bit more into that senior group that you had on defense, because one thing that we haven't been able to see very often because of injury was you got both Kicklighter brothers back there now finally on defense. How's that, having both of them on the field at the same time?
Hey, finally, man, if I had 22 dudes like them, we wouldn't worry about playing anybody. They're as tough as they come. They play the game, the way it's supposed to be played. They're physical. Every time they touch the ball, they're trying to score. It's sort of a selfless disregard for their own safety. But they stay banged up a good bit. They're undersized guys, but they're both strong and good little players. I love having them both on the field. Hurt losing Hayden last year. He was sort of our emotional leader on defense mm-hmm. Towards ACL against Jeff Davis. So getting him back has been a big shot in the arm. Mason, you know, was sort of our workhorse all year last year at running back and linebacker. So, you know, we expect both big things out of both those guys.
I got you. And with that, we'll go ahead and get into the preview of this week. So this week, for those that don't know, we have Tarleton County Indians down in Caney Bay Stadium. So it's a home game for you. First home opener of the season, obviously. What are some thoughts going into that? Some of their strengths that they have.
They're a dangerous team, and
we gotta shut it.
They're a dangerous football team with a lot of skilled players that that can hurt us if we miss a tackle or misfit a gap. We got to do a great job of staying on top of people in coverage. Last year's game, looking back at it, was probably the worst of our season. We went into it, so I think, with a false sense of security, a false sense of confidence, and they exploited it in every which way. We couldn't do anything right, and they couldn't do anything wrong. Score ended up 61-13. Stuck in my crawl pretty good because they were throwing the ball down the field up 40. So, you know, the kids were embarrassed by it. I was too. And we feel like we've got a little bit something to – we owe those guys a little something. They're coming over here. And that always gives kids a little bit of inspiration and motivation. You don't have to say a whole lot, you know, after a beatdown like that. But in the coaching world and sports world in general, they always say the most improvement you see is from year one to year two. So, you know, I told the kids this past week, that's what I'm most excited about, see how much we've closed the gap, you know, from this time last year to right now. Is it going to be a 30-point game? Is it going to be a 14-point game? Is it going to be a 20? I want to see what kind of difference we've made in the last calendar year and where we stand now compared to last year. I think we're a lot better football team. I expect us to play at a lot higher level defensively. I don't expect to give up those kind of points or yards. And I don't think the kids expect that either. I think our kids are as locked in and focused as they've been since we beat Jeff Davis last year, maybe even more so. Offensively, we have to do a good job of running the football. We've got to do a good job of pass protecting the quarterback when we do throw it. We got to throw and catch. We cannot have turnovers, period, in the story. We know that. We got to stay plus in the turnover margin. And we cannot shoot ourselves in the foot with senseless, you know, selfish mistakes. That's been the things that we've impressed on the kids the most over the last several weeks. And I think they're up for the challenge.
I will say, based on last week's performance, that was one of the things that I was talking to another coach on the sideline was, man, there weren't hardly any flags. I didn't see but maybe one holding call, if that.
Yep.
You didn't have any false starts. Your defensive line several times. Yep. Frederica tried to go on a false snap or a false cadence, and we held our water every single time. So I thought that was a big improvement based off of last year.
No doubt. They've worked really hard. Like I said, the kids are pretty locked in and focused, and I feel like if the game's called straight up tomorrow night, we should come out pretty well as far as the flags go.
That's right. And with that, there's going to be more to come on the Herons Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Lusab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lusab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with Head Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Aaron Beck. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery by Luso Kia of Brunswick. One thing, Coach, that I want to talk to you about, especially in this day and age, is keeping kids focused before a game. What are some things that you guys are implementing this year to help keep the kids focused and not worry about some of the outside distractions before every game?
Well, you know, that's one of the hardest jobs I think we have today in our society, especially young people. They've got so many different things pulling them in different directions, distracting them from girlfriends to jobs to, you know, family things to class things. Of course, you know, that little smartphone they hold in their hand takes up hours and hours of their day. One of the things I decided last year, after the season's over, I said, you know, when the season rolls around next year, I'm going to take up their cell phones when they get to the field house on Fridays to eliminate that distraction. That's one that I think all of us as coaches deal with today. I saw a kid last week at a school down the road out there at pregame, and he's got his phone in his hand while they're warming up. You know, I mean, it's something that's really a problem at a lot of places, and we're trying to eliminate that. And I think we started that tradition last week, and that policy, when they come in and get their uniform, they turn their phone in the equipment room, we box it up for them and lock it up for them so they get it back after the game. And I tell you, it's been a breath of fresh air, I think, for the team as well. Houston didn't have a whole lot of talking, you know, in the locker room and all that stuff. As soon as you take that phone away, 15 minutes later, you hear them, you know, laughing and having fun and talking to each other, socializing. It really stands in the way, I think, of team bonding in a lot of ways, you know, when they live in their own little world and they've got their eyes on that phone. So you eliminate that, and all of a sudden things sort of open up, and now you've got guys becoming friends and closer and caring more about each other, learning about each other. So I think it's been a really good deal for us, and we're going to keep doing it.
And I've also seen a lot of, for those that don't know, in the state of Georgia, any K-8 student, when the school day starts, that's a new policy across the board. Those phones get locked up, and it's been something across the board that a lot of people have been saying, that kids are starting to socialize again. And I know, like, whenever I grew up, we had face-to-face conversations, and that's just how we got to know people.
Absolutely.
You learn to speak for yourself, advocate for yourself, and in reality, I mean, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get these young people to know how to advocate for themselves. So I'm glad you guys are going one step farther than that with that policy, and I think it's going to help you guys' team chemistry in the long run, and I think you guys will see gains on the fields, not just in the locker room.
That's the hope, for sure.
So this week, special teams are live. Last week they weren't, so you're able to use them for a practice. How are some things that have changed with your special teams? I know you've lost one of your kickers from last year.
It's been it's been a challenge going into this game. Last year, I didn't mention earlier, when we played Charlton, we had no film on Charlton. We had nothing to really go off of. We couldn't prepare for a game. It was a new coach, new coordinators, new staff. And when you don't have any film, you really don't have any way to prepare for what you got coming. So it was sort of a guessing game going into last season. We've had some film on them. They played Berrien a couple of weeks ago in a scrimmage. Berrien's head coach, a good friend of mine. So is Coach DeMario.
And a common opponent, too.
That's right, and a common opponent. So I was able to look at that film. The one thing they didn't do, Charlton didn't show us any kicking. They lined up in their field goal PAT team, and that's it. There was no kickoff, no kickoff return, punt return, anything else. So that's been a little bit of a struggle, not being able to really scheme or prepare in the kicking game. We're going to have to be vanilla and sort of do our thing. We've looked back at last year's stuff and some things they did formation-wise as far as punt goes and kickoff return. Hoping it stays pretty consistent. But that's one thing, you know, playing early, you know, there's always some question marks, and that's one of them for us, special team-wise. We are replacing our place kicker and kickoff guy, Rylan Smith, graduated. Luckily, Aiden Kratzer's come out. He's a soccer player here, great kid. Got a pretty strong leg. He's just learning how to kick a football. Again, it's a process, but he's a quick learner. I had him out there yesterday working on a couple of different techniques, and man, he picks up really fast. I think he's going to be a tremendous kicker for us. Got two more years. It's just a junior year coming up. He's got 2 years for us to play. Punting wise, Eli Thomas handled that for us last year. He's not playing this year. He's a baseball football guy, but he had a major shoulder injury late in the season. He also had a little surgery on his back, here in the off season. So he's sort of trying to heal up and taking this year off. But he was our punter last year. Mason Kicklighter's taking over that role. Peyton Perez, luckily we got him back. He was our deep snapper last year, did a phenomenal job. I don't remember him having one bad snap, maybe one snap in 10 games last year that would hit the ground. He does a tremendous job. He's also taken on the short snaps as far as field goal PAT goes. So our operation's pretty good. Peyton Hanchy's handling our holding responsibility as far as field goal PAT goes. The kids know, especially after that Jeff Davis game, you look back last year, it's one in a million, but you score three special teams touchdowns in one game. It can swing, you know, it can be the difference between winning and losing.
That's right.
So they know the importance of the kicking game, and they buy in. It doesn't take a whole lot of preaching when it comes to that. I think we're going to be sound there. You know, whether we're going to make any huge plays tomorrow night, I can't say, because I really don't know what Charlton's going to come out and do. But, you know, it's that's just the nature of the game early in the season, game one.
That's right. There's some magic that happens, especially on special teams in Caney Bay. So,
no doubt.
If you're listening or you're listening to Brantley County Herons Coach's Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, Coach, I know football is a very expensive sport. I know it takes a lot of people. The saying goes, it takes a village to raise a crew. So, if there are any sponsors you'd like to shout out.
Yeah, you know, I had some big people step up, some big corporate sponsors that were sort of new to the Brantley family this year. Friendly Express and Lewis and Rawlerson came through in a big way and bought some school board ad space. That's big for us this year, so we're very appreciative of them. Also, H&S Car Carriers has been big. They've stepped up in a big way this year as well, bought school board space. Also, we've got Nahunta Nutrition, a new business here in town. They're protein, smoothie, health, wellness, nutrition store, and they've stepped in a big way and bought school board space. So those four are four of our largest corporate sponsors, and love to give a shout out. We appreciate their support. Yeah.
I know, especially in a small town like this, coaching another sport in the same county. We have a lot of businesses in our county and our surrounding area that go above and beyond supporting all of our athletics, along with our football program, obviously. But we definitely appreciate them. With that, we will be back right back to the Heron Coaches Show with Head Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays. And at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home. We've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams, because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with Head Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Aaron Beck. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Marshland Credit Union. Coach, one big thing is to set expectations on what would be a successful outcome for this game against Charlton County. What are some of your expectations of what you would consider a successful game that you can take back to your practices to continue to grow with in the future?
Yeah, you know, I touched on a little bit earlier. You know, it was a big gap last year, score 61-13. Of course, you want to close that gap from year one to year two. I'm hoping that we play much better defensively all the way around, play more sound, fundamental discipline football. That's really what we're looking for, and that's what we've been, coaching the kids, for the last year since spring ball started, to really be more fundamentally sound and disciplined in the things that we do. There's been a lot more leadership on this squad than we had last year. First year for a head coach is always a little difficult. You know, you got guys that are still hanging on to the old coach and their ways of doing things. So it's really hard to flip something early in the first year. These guys have really bought into our philosophy of the way we do things and the way we want to go about playing the game. I think tomorrow night, a successful game would be, keeping it close, having a chance in the fourth quarter, walking away, feeling like we played some of our best football. Of course, it's early in the year. I've told the kids before, championship teams play clean football early in the year. They limit mistakes. They don't turn the ball over. They don't beat themselves. You know, first three or four games, a lot of people just give games away. They don't really win them; they lose them. And the other team sort of benefits from catastrophic starts. So we're going to try to start fast and play clean football. That's the key, I think, to winning early in the season, and that's what we hope to come away with.
Okay. One big thing, especially touching on early in the season, heat's always a big thing early in the season. Yeah. And I know with practices, a lot of the times if it gets over that 92 degrees, we can't stay out of it. So what are some of the things you guys have been doing to try and avoid the heat as best as possible?
Well, you know, it became an issue last year. We missed a lot of time on the field in the afternoon. So, you know, last year we started implementing morning practices. We bring them in on the grass at 6:30. We get a full hour in before school from 6:30 to 7:30 in pads. So all of our contact stuff, blocking, tackling, anything that requires, you know, contact, we try to hit all that in the morning while it's still cool outside. In the afternoon, you know, when that heat bulb gets up, that wet bulb gets up too high, or it's storming or lightning, then we got to go inside. We can go shells or helmets. So, you know, we're able to still get some things done, walkthroughs, kicking game in the afternoons that don't require contact, those kind of things. So we've had to adjust to the weather, of course. Everybody in South Georgia deals with it. It's hot down here. It's humid down here. That wet bulb goes off almost every day. We've lost a couple days, but we've been able to get out a couple days too. So
that's always good to hear. It's a little awkward sometimes when you can't practice in the heat, but then sometimes you got to turn around and play in it. But
that's
a whole different issue at that point.
Absolutely.
So this is Brantley County Herons Coach's Show with David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. One last question, Coach, and we'll end it with this. If you had any message you wanted to give to our hands, our great hands of Brantley County, what would that message be?
Come out, make some noise tomorrow night, guys. You know, it's some of the best home atmosphere I've seen last year, you know, here at Caney Bay. You guys, when you get in the game, start making noise and that band cranks up. It's a great atmosphere. It really feeds the kids. You know, they feed off of it. It's such an emotional sport. These kids need your support, so come out in droves. You know, make your noisemakers, bring them with you, and be as loud as you can be. That definitely benefits us and hurts the other teams. So we appreciate your support, and we hope you're out here in big numbers. Fill up the stands at Caney Bay.
That's right, and I'll take this as a time to shout out the our wonderful cheerleaders. They do a fantastic job of leading the crowd.
Absolutely.
And we got that all-world band over there in the stands just making all the noise in the land. So,
no doubt.
With that being said, thank you guys for joining the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Aaron Beck, signing off. See you next week. Thank you, guys.